football can kill you.
Amazing soccer, beautiful soccer.
What a weekend. What a great performance.
It was exciting.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This past weekend saw the first legs of the MTN 8 semi-finals take place. On Saturday, Mamelodi Sundowns travelled to Orlando Stadium to face off against Orlando Pirates, with Masanda Wanda failing to register a shot on target and an incredibly hard defensive effort by the Buccaneers. That match ended in a stalemate at 0-0. Sunday saw AmaZulu travel to the FNB Stadium to take on Kaizer Chiefs. Gabadinho Mahango opened the scoring early in the first half for Usutu. Dolly evened things out in the second half for Chiefs. Red cards galore towards the end of the match saw this fixture all square at one goal apiece. After the weekend, we decided to ask you all, what did you make of these games and what could have been the deciding factor in each? Were the results a fair reflection? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aiden and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
Soccer Laduma's website has moved to a new digital stadium called SNL24.com. Register on SNL24.com and enjoy not just the soccer news, but you'll also get to comment on stories, view other comments, save articles to read later, access weather and traffic alerts for your area, and subscribe to newsletters. Go to www.snl24.com and sign up for free.
What an amazing weekend. What's the best weekend we had? Amazing soccer, beautiful soccer. MTN 8 semi-finals, first leg. We watched it. It was an amazing weekend, both games. It's been a long time watching those games like that. Remember that Sundowns against Pirates? I knew it was not going to be an easy game. As we thought, even my prediction, I was going for nil or draw. Because people, we were expecting that it would be an easy walk for Sundowns, but we must know the Pirates is a big team as well. They've got good coach, good players as well. So for a nil-nil draw, that was the best result. We'll count on it until the first lady said it's over, as they will play the second leg with Mamelodi Sundowns. We are looking forward for a big game as well. About Chiefs and AmaZulu. AmaZulu, they are playing good game, without a doubt, benefit of a doubt. And Kaizer Chiefs as well, right? But now what I can see and what I saw, it was a tight match. It was a tight match. And then the prediction of a draw match. You know, a cup is another game. I think that was the best result for everyone. And then I see the top two teams, they will go forward. But I can't predict, I can't say anything. What a weekend. Those are the best results. It's hard for the team when they are playing a cup to win.
The draw between Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns is not a true reflection of the game. I mean, had Orlando Pirates converted the chances that they have created, they could have won the game. So, and coming to Kaizer Chiefs and AmaZulu, I mean, we all saw it. The Kaizer Chiefs dominated AmaZulu. It's just that, our boys hold on to the ball for far too long. They do, you know, a lot of passes, even in areas where they are supposed to be taking shots. And that is really costing us. So if it wasn't for those 2 minute passes in areas where they could have taken shots, perhaps we could have won this one. We could have pocketed this one. So the one all draw is not a true reflection of the game. We all saw it. Kaizer Chiefs was all over AmaZulu. Come the second leg. It's going to be a dog-eat-dog battle, you know, between all the four teams. It's going to be a dog-eat-dog.
It's going to be a tough game between Kaizer Chiefs and AmaZulu second, because AmaZulu score first here at our home game. So we must, when Chiefs go together, we must start to score 1-2 goals. Because if AmaZulu can score first, we are going to be in trouble, because
I think we had tactical games on weekend, of which if you can check Pirates and Sundowns game, it was a very tactical game. Although Pirates seemed to be more effective to Sundowns, so Pirates, I think, have played well. Showing encouragement just that they were unlucky with Batole equal. And then they work hard to go to Bonabanga concede a car, and of which it gave them advantage and to be favored to go to Bangaya final. Because Epulukwane, where they're going to play the second leg, any goal to them, it will mean a lot, and then it will take them to the final. Then coming to Chiefs game in AmaZulu, Chiefs played well, just that they were unlucky now at the end of the day, because they missed a lot of chances. I think that game was supposed to be still at FNB Stadium. So now Chiefs say Nomsebenzi ukuthi it's a must ukuthi bakore mabafika eJoburg. So Chiefs played well, but AmaZulu didn't make it. Bebe bangekho effective to Chiefs. So I think Chiefs will respond mabafika eJoburg.
What a weekend. What a great performance, both from Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns. What a dramatic game against Chiefs versus AmaZulu. I would say Saturday's game, yeah, lived up to the expectations. It was a sold-out affair, so people got worth of their money. Although they didn't get any goals, but on the pitch, technically, the teams were superb. I think they played well. Unfortunately, they couldn't score Orlando Pirates and Sundowns. But going to the second leg, I think it's going to be a do or die for each team. And then that's where we're going to see brilliant football and maybe many goals, as long as they can start with Erasmus. Orlando Pirates can start with Erasmus. And yeah, I think they're going to conquer Sundowns. Coming to Kaizer Chiefs, I think we were sluggish when we started, considered early, of which it's another blunder from our defense. We were caught napping. And then, fortunately for us, we managed to score. But that means we need to score as much goals as we can when we go to the second leg in Durban. So it's going to be humdinger of the games. Both the games are going to be final before final.
Pirates played well, very well. Problem is, the coach was supposed to put Erasmus and start with the game. Pirates was going to win that game. Seriously, the next game, if he could put Erasmus, Pirates will win it. Pirates played very well. And for Chiefs, we really need a very, 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 very good striker. We don't have a striker to score. But if we can put Mato for our corner, Mato can score with the head. We don't have someone to beat a goal with the head.
According to my own analysis, the results were fair. Both teams played very well, but especially on Pirates and Sundown games, both teams were attacking. And when it comes to Kaizer Chiefs and AmaZulu's games, Chiefs played very well. We had a lot of chances that we could not create. And yeah, I think on Chiefs game, we lack only striker.
Yeah, I mean, someone said football can kill you, but I'll get. Our reflection game, all two, they were supposed to be the winner in both games. So two, especially Kaizer Chiefs should have buried AmaZulu by 5-1. We missed clear chances, missed very, very clear chances. But I was all wrong. There's something that called it luck, was not on our side, but goes all wrong. As for Iwola and Pirates, Pirates should have buried the Sundowns. Yeah, but I still vote.
But which is manga kenisa eat defense la panago Solomon angboni uti angasula mazu, especially umhango enge kuyena mundo at ubi sneaking king akakhulu okunye nje hayi AmaZulu awekho singayiwina nje kalula igame bese kubuthi ama striker wethu ke akhona ukuthi aphese usehoda mayiphethe ibhola mabengathiwa bayasondela babaseduze kwakhe singenza into ebonakalayo as a Chiefs. I-Pirates ne-Sundowns angicathi banomdlalo omuhle nje ukuthi nje uma uthi oyi-1 enga-convert igoli kungaba easier kuloyo ozokora kuqala.
Chiefs played very well. They should have won the game by a bigger margin. They didn't use their chances. Yeah, so I think going to the second leg, Chiefs will do better.
Yes, past weekend we had two great games. I can attest to that. Both games were very fast. All teams had the opportunities. But what you can actually say is that it's not only the teams on the field that decides the game. The technical team also had that power to change the whole complexion of the game, depending on what the technical approach is and how they're approaching the game. So Chiefs had a good opportunity to win, taking the advantage of the red card that was issued. But AmaZulu were resistant. They couldn't actually allow Chiefs to penetrate, though they have created clear-cut chances to score goals. But it's one of those things that happened during the game. Yes, Sundowns and Pirates, full house. It was good to watch on the box. I mean, you could remember the days where Abojomo Sono and other great players were actually dazzling in the pitch, entertaining the fans. That was actually a replicate of those.
Yeah, I think it's a good one because now we are going to see an open game in the second leg. Because if some of the team they've won in the first leg, it means that we're going to defend. So now it's going to be Wafawa. The team one will be willing to score, especially Chiefs against AmaZulu, because AmaZulu has got one away goal rule. So it's going to be difficult for Chiefs. So Chiefs need to score and make sure that AmaZulu doesn't score. And for Sundowns and Pirates, any team who scores is going to win the game. So it's going to be interesting. Both games are going to be interesting.
This past weekend, we watched one of the best football games in the PSL. Pirates and Sundowns game was just a classic. Out of this world. Pirates did its best. I believe Pirates should have won. They had a solid defense. They had a very solid defense. Unfortunately, they just didn't use their chances. But for me, Saturday's game, Pirates was right on top of its game. Well played to a Pirate. And then AmaZulu and Kaizer Chiefs game. The game was also a very good game, except for the red card. Personally, I also believe that Chiefs' goal was offside. But then, nevertheless, we're still looking forward to a second leg. You can't see who's going to this finals. Anything can happen. At least the Chiefs game and AmaZulu had goals.
Personally, I will speak about our team. the game of Sundowns and Pirates, I couldn't manage to watch it. So as for our team, but I believe that we'll make it. But so far so good, we still have a problem. Just imagine the opponents. One man down, and we're still failing to capitalize and score goals, take advantage of the fact that they are now short of one man. That really shows us that we really lack a commitment. It's only a few players that you can individually point to say that they are playing for the brand. Some, for most of them, are just playing there maybe for money. But what can you say? What can you say? Nevertheless, let's hope on the second leg we're going to win and go through to the finals.
It was exciting, tough for both of the teams, but I'll be happy if PSL can reconsider the time. 3:30 is still very hot. If the games can start at 4, it will be better. You can tell, even the Pirates game, Orlando, it was very hot. You can tell the players, the first 20-30 minutes, they were struggling, challenging and missed chances are the order of the day. That's, I think, the deciding factor for both of the semifinals. If the teams would have taken the chances they've created, we could be now telling the different story. But rather than that, it was exciting. We are hoping for another exciting and tough decider in the second leg.
The game between Pirates and Sundowns, it was a tough game. Also end up in 0-0. But Pirates actually had more chances. But as long as was being the same. And then the game between Chiefs and AmaZulu, Chiefs is mainly playing. The game because we have a control game. But we still have more chances of money. In Melanjang, I will win about 3 to 4 goals. But guess the one I gave is the second leg. Maybe that's the end of the round. Because of even from a ball pushing, I will be well named. Other Magan has a mock for my defender of four lapire. Because this thing, I'm a defender out 3. Salah score on Jalo, I see him to be cheese.
There's a problem. I'm in Jalo, maybe Nessuka will Lempela Vegi, MTN 8, Umjalo to Fala, I mean Umjalo Bufala to Orlando Pirates, Mamelotis and Towns, Ubanjare, Orlando Stadium. Umjalo to his being Nisses Outchonga, the Kaizer Chiefs, Namas, Webbers Lander FNP Stadium. Umjalo to Fala. if uyajonga kuqala lesupporters bekugcwele kuthe qhu into enhle ke ngokuleyo ethandekayo abathandi bebhola bayilambele ibhola ibonakalisile loo nto leyo kwaye beziphethe kakuhle ngasebaleni xa kubekho ziqholoqholo and ingene ke umdlalo ngokubanzi umdlalo Orlando Pirates belawula from the first minute oko ibiwulawula umdlalo into nje amathuba wabo abakwazanga wasebenzisa igame bekumele uba iyiwinile leya i-Orlando Pirates nee-new signings zabo enothi ndibala undlondlo bukwazile uzibonakalisa kakhulu ivele angathi ngumdlalo ekudala ekhona kwe-Orlando Pirates nangona ngumdlalo ofikayo nje ukuya phambili ngicoba fam i-Pirates izawuba nobungozi kakhulu ndithetha as a chief supporter but Pirates kuba uyayibukela yenze kakuhle kakhulu.
Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.